My fellow humans of planet Earth, good day. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, live in the flesh, over the waves. And this is the ancestral and sacred territory of the Coast Salish Nations. So the people that span this place we now call the Lower Mainland and across Canada. But in this area, we have the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam Nations. So respect to them and to all the people here of this land and across the world. So yes, Wandering Rhythms is a global music extravaganza, a trip across the world's music and celebrating a lot of new stuff happening. So the first hour is always a great exploration where we bounce around and you never know what's going to be next, including on this program, music from Russia, from Niger, from Estonia, Japan, Argentina, and so on. And then in the second hour, this week, we are traveling to the Seven Sister States. Yes, that is the easternmost states of India, seven states there that are actually quite remote from most of India. It's almost not even connected because Bangladesh is there to the west of these states, and then to the east you have Myanmar, to the north China. So yes, it is a very lovely and interesting part of the country, in India, a juggernaut of music. So yeah, worth exploring specific regions. So yes, the seven sister states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, and Tripura. So those are the seven. And yeah, in an hour from now, I'm going to dive right in. So expect some lovely folk music, expect a lot of interesting new stuff, some hip-hop, a lot of kind of folk-rocky stuff, and yeah, gotta love India, the drumming, the singing, all the strings. So yes, that's in an hour. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, though, we will start this show right here with an artist based in Los Angeles, Dexter Story, and producer of some quite famous albums lately, including Cuban Daime Arocena. She's a woman at the forefront of the new Cuban music scene. And yes, this fella, Dexter Story, has a lot of other special guests on this album of his. So he traveled throughout the Horn of Africa, East African region, and took a lot of inspiration back home with him and made an album really based on many of the styles from that area, so including North Sudanese Chagila dance rhythms, Ethiopian soul, and lots of jazz, funk music, dub, etc., etc. So yes, Dexter Story's new album's Bahir, and we're going to hear the title track featuring Mari Dolne on vocals here. Yeah, enjoy the trip, and around the world, here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Brand new music there by Mdou Mokhtar from Niger, from Agadez, and one of the new kings of the guitar right there. That's the first full band album he's put out, but he's had a few before that. He also featured in a feature-length film, the first ever in the language of the Tuareg people there, of the Sahel, just south of the Sahara. And yes, the movie, I gotta mention, is a recreation of Prince's Purple Rain. And since there is no word for purple in their language, the movie's called Rain, the Color of Blue with a Little Red in It. Just hilarious. In the Tamashek language, it's Akunak Tedalat Taha Tazugai. Yes, and I'm still trying to get my hands on that movie, but it came out in 2015 and not widely available, not on Netflix, that's for sure. But similar, like a reenactment, but it's based there, and he's the prince, and he rides around on a motorcycle in his hometown of Agadez. So his road to near stardom now has been a long one. As a child, he wasn't allowed to play music, and he had to make his own guitar out of a piece of wood and old bicycle brakes, cables. And he had to hide it from his family for a while because they thought, you know, music was just for delinquents. And, yeah, then his music was shared via Bluetooth from phone to phone, and now he's ripping it and traveling across the American West Coast, making his way down to California now. So he's playing tonight in Felton, California, Chico, and then Oakland. Anyways, yeah, the point is he's doing well, and the Desert Blues keep on growing. And that's a little bit more electrified, more heavy-hitting than some of the original Desert Blues musicians over the past decade, like Tinariwen, who are a bit more serene-sounding, more relaxing. But yeah, Mdou Mokhtar, equally a prince as he is Tinariwen. So, bam, there you go. The new album, by the way, is called Ilana the Creator, and the song we heard was Aset Akal. So Mdou Mokhtar right there. And he's also got a lot of stuff to say about in his home of Niger, France, apparently, this is in his words, for 48 years France has exploited the uranium in our country, and yet we still don't have roads, medicines, and in many places there's no water or electricity. So France says Niger is independent, but we have no independence. We are modern slaves. And that's a problem across Africa, as if we're still, like, living in the 15th century. So, yeah, things to say and lots of beautiful music. And before that guitar genius, we heard from a sort of shoegazy band, the other side of guitar-based music, a band from Tallinn, Estonia, called Jan Helsing, and the song Tere, which means hello in Estonian. But as far as my vocabulary goes, and the album Kayed, which came out just this January, in the Estonian language, I should say. Yes, beautiful. And before that, we started off the show with Dexter Story, a producer based in Los Angeles with his heart in East Africa. So pan-East African music on his new album, Bahir. We heard the title track, Bahir, by Dexter Story. Also brand new music, which just came out in March. So, yeah, that's some nice stuff to start, and we're going to continue with something very, very cool, very dark. This is a band, they call themselves Tibetan and Russian, based in Samara, Russia, and I just love their band photo. It's four men in black hooded clothing and playing guitars in the forest. They look like ancient monks, so I can't tell exactly if they're, you know, ethnic Russians or ethnic Tibetans, but either way, they use Tibetan throat singing and mix that with very slow grooving heavy metal. So what you might call funeral doom metal. Delicious. So this is really cool music. I just somehow old Tibetan chanting, which is an ancient tradition, somehow goes so well with metal. It's like, yeah, the original, whoa, and that maybe gave birth to the, you know, all that screaming stuff. Yeah, so we're going to hear a song 20 minutes long. I probably won't play the whole thing, but see how it goes. It's called Yi Kun, and the band is Abyss Cult. Abyss Cult. out of Russia from their new album Chaogenesis. Enjoy this very darkly beautiful piece of music. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio.